abortion, Emma is firmly pro-choice. Indeed, she made that choice because she became pregnant only 3 months after going through a difficult birth. But even among women who've benefited from the current law, there's a growing concern about the upper time limit. Emma chose a non-surgical termination.
The day I went in to get it done, the nurse explained to me that she was going to induce contractions.
How aware were you of what actually happened?
I was very aware of exactly what was going on because there was a nurse there all the time saying, well, you're this far, this is what's going on now. And then I went to the toilet. I really felt the urge. I just had to go to the toilet. And that's where it actually happened. The nurse was there with me to help me out. And I did look down and I got a quick glimpse of 2 feet and that was it. I just didn't look down again. I just held on to my husband and the nurse and let it carry on.
She'd been 16 weeks pregnant. Now she'd support bringing British law into line with most of Europe, where the limit is 12 weeks.
I don't think the legislation should be changed too much, but I do think the limit should come down, especially after looking down and seeing two tiny legs and knowing. I just think it should be to a point where you couldn't really tell. That's my own personal thought.
You say you'd support possibly a reduction to 12 weeks, but that would have ruled you out of having had the abortion.
I would have just gone ahead and figured a way to cope. But I don't think anyone should get as far as I did and then look down. It's probably one of the most horrible images I've still got in my head. And nobody should live with that. Nobody.
A couple of years later, when they were ready for a second child, their son was born. And Emma stands by her decision.
There are days when I do regret it. I won't lie and say I don't. I do. Especially when I look at Jed and Alex and I wonder what might have been. Because I can see them running round and think maybe there should have been a brother or sister there with them. But there are other days when I just think, yeah, that was the right thing to do. There and then, at that time, that was right.
About 90% of all abortions are done below 12 weeks. At the Mary Stopes Clinic, a student is waiting for her operation. She's 6 weeks pregnant.
I'm at university at the moment and I feel if I did have the baby, it will make things longer for me, as in it, not necessarily a burden, but it will keep me back. You know, I'll probably have to take a year out or a year or two.
And what about your parents? Do they know?
No, they don't.
For abortions below 12 weeks, Dr. John Spencer uses a suction procedure. The student is awake, given just a mild sedative. It's an easier operation for the doctor and for the woman, with far fewer risks of complications. The fetus is small and soft enough to be sucked out. Indeed, it's so tiny, it's easily missed. Dr. Spencer always checks that he's completed the abortion.
That's what we brought out. And that over there is how we check the pregnancy. That's the sac. Okay.
National guidelines say a woman should have her abortion within 3 weeks of asking, but it can take up to 8, which is the main reason John Spencer worries about reducing the time limit.
The only issue to us as providers of this particular service would be that access is not prejudiced or threatened in any way. I personally don't see that it would be, but that is the only issue. So I don't think any of us providing the service would have any personal concern about the drop-in level, should it occur.
Mary Stopes have conducted the largest ever survey of what GPs think of the current law. Dispatches can reveal the results. 2/3 wanted the time limit reduced. Roughly 1/3 wanted it down to 20 or 21 weeks, and about 1/5 wanted it dropped to below 20 weeks. Other surveys have suggested doctors don't want to change, but on another aspect, the profession appears united. Currently, two doctors have to agree the legal grounds for termination. Scrapping that requirement could make access to abortion quicker and easier, and possibly reduce the number of later-term abortions. Just over half the GPs said up to 14 weeks there should be abortion on request, with only one doctor consulted. While that would satisfy the pro-choice side, they have real concern that as science reveals more about the fetus, that's shifting the focus of the debate away from the woman.
We feel that the debate should centre around the woman herself and her needs, and that we feel her needs should override the scientific debate, because a lot of these women are in circumstances where to carry on with a pregnancy for them would be actually untenable. And I think the woman has been forgotten in this debate, and her needs have been forgotten.
Couldn't you also argue that in some way the woman is almost being deliberately kept in the dark? I mean, there is a reluctance among the medical profession, a reluctance among the pro-choice lobby to address some of these scientific demands. And the underlying feeling is, if a woman knew some of this, she might be less willing to opt for the abortion.
But I think women are aware of this. When we talk to women, when we counsel women, this is why they sometimes struggle with this decision at that late stage, because they are fully aware. We've seen all the controversy surrounding more defined scan pictures. But of course, women do know what babies look like, and they are very aware at that stage how developed their pregnancy is. And so I think it's very patronising to assume that they're somehow unaware or they're not facing up to that, because they do.
On Monday, the Science and Technology Select Committee began hearing evidence on whether medical advances should affect the abortion law. How they assess issues like viability may well depend on their existing views. One key committee member is a pro-choice supporter.
My suspicion is that they won't find convincing evidence of a significant enough shift in order to recommend a change in the time limit for those people who believe it should be determined by viability. But there are plenty of MPs who believe that regardless of whether viability has moved down to 23.5, that 24 weeks is a practical and humane basis upon which to have an upper time limit, because there are very few women who need abortions at that late stage, but they are often in dire straits.
On fetal pain, how open are you to recent research that suggests that there may be flickerings of awareness below the 26 weeks that the RCOG believes is the level?
Well, again, the question of fetal pain is a complex one, and it's scientifically controversial whether there's any awareness of pain in the context of sentience at all below 26 weeks or indeed before birth.
There is now research in the States, particularly from Sunny Anand, who's very much been a pioneer in this field, where he says he thinks that for a variety of reasons that there are the first flickerings at 20 weeks and possibly even below.
Well, the way science works is that you try and get a consensus based on evidence. So one person's opinion, even someone active in the field, is that's not scientific consensus. And indeed, science always involves some people having views outside the mainstream. That
but
doesn't mean that the mainstream is wrong. It implies that the mainstream is the mainstream by definition.
It sounds, from what you're saying, as if you're going into the committee hearings with your individual thoughts pretty well made up, that you wouldn't support any drop in the time limit.
Well, I would need to see good evidence that, firstly, viability has reduced, and then whether there are any good reasons not to carry on with a practical limit of 24 weeks.
The committee will report to Parliament next month, and a full-scale debate, the first for 17 years, is likely in the next few months. Both sides will try and change the law, but the biggest battle will almost certainly be over the time limit and how far science drives the case to bring it down.
It should at least be dropped to 22 weeks, obviously, because fetuses can survive at 22 weeks. But there should be, predicting the gestational age of a fetus is not an exact science. And there will be advances in the future, and I think we should drop it to 20 weeks.
When I had the abortion, science wasn't exactly brilliant, to put it mildly. You weren't given a lot of options, and they didn't know a whole lot about what was going on inside you. Well, it happened, but now they're making more and more advances in medicine. It's like we've got 3D ultrasounds, we didn't have that. So now they can see babies moving around at 13 weeks, sucking their thumb and everything. Who knows what's going to happen 10 years down the road?
All of the evidence available to us now, today in 2007, suggests that fetuses can feel pain well before 26 weeks of gestation. And yes, we will never know for sure, because a higher and higher standard of proof may be demanded by the skeptics. There is no one more blind as someone who does not want to see.
I think that the women who are having these later procedures often are in the most distressed and distressing circumstances, and it seems to me that there is no reason why they should be denied access tomorrow to a service which is absolutely legal today.
40 years ago, the new legislation set out the legal grounds for abortion, but avoided saying anything about the rights of the fetus or the rights of the woman. 6 million abortions later, scientific advances have made that issue much harder for politicians to sidestep in the coming debate.
Well, if you've been affected by the programme and need to find suitable support, call our 24-hour recorded information line 08456 041 444. Lines are open round the clock on 08456 041 444.
On the 3rd of May 2007, Madeleine McCann disappeared. At 2:29 p.m., this picture was taken of her at the resort pool where she was staying. At 10 o'clock, her mother, Kate McCann, raised the alarm. What happened to Madeleine between those times? Using expert investigators, including former police officers and forensic scientists, Channel 4 re-examines the case and the Portuguese investigation. Searching for Madeleine, a dispatcher special, Thursday at 9 on 4.